Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The budget battle lines are being drawn. Following last week's decision to postpone the budget until March the 12th, the DA has unveiled a series of proposals to find the extra cash needed by government without raising any additional taxes. You'll recall Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana wanted a 2% VAT hike to raise some 60 billion rand to plough more money into education and health, as well as delivering above-inflation hikes to social grants and wage increases to civil servants. Well, at a Cape Town news conference, DA finance spokesperson Dr. Mark Burke said the 60 billion rand is only 3% of the overall 1.9 trillion rand budget, and this can easily be sourced from failing, failed and underperforming programs and sub-programs. Immediate cost-cutting measures he listed include a 50% reduction in government advertising budgets, a 33% reduction in travel and catering expenditure across all departments, a hiring freeze for all non-essential government positions for 12 months, and a national audit of so-called ghost employees. This follows the PRASA audit, which revealed that some 10% of their workforce simply didn't exist. Burke added that the country had barely scraped the surface of the World Bank concessional loans available, some of which don't necessarily go onto the national debt. Looking further ahead, Burke said that South Africa needed to drive economic growth, investment and job creation. To this end, he wants to see government fast-tracking logistics and trade reforms by setting clear deadlines for the concessioning of freight rail and major ports like Cape Town and Richards Bay. He also noted that improving tax compliance from 63% to 67% could also generate the 60 billion per year. No response yet from the ANC. In the US, however, consumer confidence has suddenly slumped as inflation expectations surge on the back of rising prices for staples and tariff worries. I'm tempted to comment, well, what did you expect from Trump 2.0? But I'll leave you and them to draw your own conclusions. The JSE last evening closed up 0.4%. That's the all-share index. The top 40 slightly more. London's FTSE up just a tenth of a percent. In New York, the Dow up 0.4%, but the S&P 500 ended down 0.5%, the Nasdaq down 1.4%. East Asian markets this morning, a mix. Tokyo down 1.1%, Hong Kong up 2.6%, Sydney down 0.5%. The US dollar steady at 105 to the euro, the rand at 18.43 to the dollar this morning, 19.36 to the euro, 23.32 to sterling. Gold at 2,919, platinum 967, Bitcoin just under 89,000, and Brent crude oil just over $73 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.